Right. Since I'll base, I'd like to finish up these issues and see if I'm hey, Bob and Zion about spilled, what they say, don't cry over spilled milk, but here sometimes we do have to cry over spilled milk if it impacts other stuff. But I'd like to go through the, I want to finish the chorus in this packet. I started up to 28. Nishbach HaChalav Shar Iser, based on what the Ramor writes in Siv Zion. Then I'll give a whole, try to give a, as clearly as I can, summary of these dinim of what happens when stuff spills on a pot. Again, we spend most of the time talking about things that spilled on the piece of meat or meat that spilled on the, in the, into the milk soup, but they're very not uncommon questions. Sometimes in the kitchen, if something spilled on the pot. You mentioned yesterday, I don't know, I don't think I coined the phrase, but kedera nasis nevela, right? Do we say kedera nasis nevela? Yeah, I mean, the Rishon don't, I don't see the Rishon use that particular phrase, but they said you don't apply chaticha nasis nevela, that's how it's kedera. But anyway, so we'll talk about it. Yeah, right. It's all right. But I'm just saying the term. But the term kedera nasis nevela, I don't think I didn't see anywhere. Maybe I did see it somewhere. But anyway, it sums it up. But I wanted to finish up one other issue. There are more rights in Siv Zion in 28. Nishbach Cholav Oshar Isser Roseach Al Gabe Karka. Okay, what happens if milk or some other hot is, or you know, a milk or Isser, the veil or whatever it is, you know, something spills liquid or the soup, non kosher soup, or spills onto Gabe Karka? And he mentions Gabe Karka, but the same would be more relevant to us, like a countertop. Okay, and there's sometimes spillage around where the soup is. It spills on a countertop. It spills on a blech. Okay, stuff spills. Okay, ve'amidu alav kedei rachama, and by mistake they put down. Someone put down a hot pot of the other type onto that spillage, or the other pot was there. The spillage went and it kind of streamed down, and now you have this, you know, let's say iser liquid. A heter pot or a milchig iser and a fleshig pot, whatever it'll be. The question is, how does that work? So there are more rights in Mashanishbach, Eino Eitzel Eish, Lohabira Klisheni. Okay, once a thing spills, it's no longer, now that it's on the counter, or it's on the, we'll leave the blech out now because the blech is on the fire, but let's say it's on the countertop, on a table or something. So then it's only a Klisheni, and therefore, Lachain Hakadera Asura. The kedera is going to be also because it's bolei ektas, but by tavshil mutter, the tatoi govar. But the tavshil inside the pot is going to be okay because this is a case of, you know, two things, so we one on top of the other. So we paskin that that situation, it's also kedei klipa. Okay, so it's also kedei klipa. Well, here the pot, is it affect the klipa? Right, so therefore the food inside the pot is okay. The pot's gonna be a problem, but the food inside the pot, right, inside the pot is a problem. A tavshil mutter tatoi govar. Now, okay, now it's another case. You have a so flow. Kiluach means a flow of liquid from a hot pot. Shalach al kederet zonenes. Im nifsak hakiluach min hakedera harosachas kodem shigila zonen. Avinami ke klisheni. Similar case. Okay, if nifsak hakiluach, I mean it's no longer one continued flow. The flow started. Now it's no longer coming out of the pot or out of where it came from. It's over here. It floods. Let's say it's flowing downhill. Okay, but it's no longer attached. It's called nifsa kakilua. So that's also klisheni. But the same thing. But if you low nifsa, havi ki'iru b'hakdera tzananis neser. Okay, ima yatzoles b'kiluach anagebik if it's yatzoles. So again, there are more spelling out the rules. You can look at them. And v'atavshul b'tochoshori, again, the ein iru ose rakade klipa. Iru is something you pour. It's only kade klipa. And again, the pot counts as a klipa. But if the pot is hot, be clear, the koshkin omid eitzel aish, what's right next to the fire. Afilo kiluach utzonen, I call us the tatoi govar, babi kitzonen latocham. That's the case, utzonen latocham, the kulo oser. Like we discussed. All right, then the last thing Ramo says is tipan of fellas al gabi kisi hakdera. Till now, we're talking about a drop, a splatter that splattered onto the side of the pot. We discussed, is it higher than the what do you call it? Is it higher than the water line, you know, the where the food is? Is it higher than the rotate? But not, but here, what if it spills on the kisyak there? So then the Ramor writes, Dino kenofala gabi kdera negan rotate. Okay, why? Because when its pot is covered, so the assumption is, and we'll, that's the next topic after this, is Zaya, we'll do tomorrow. So mixed up this week. Today's Wednesday, right? So tomorrow we'll have to talk about Zaya. Okay, and I gave, I still have one more sheet, one, right? There's one after the Zanzeya, right? Okay, so if it's inside, the pot is covered, so then even though the pot may not be full, but the steam is assumed to move everything around because the lid is on, the lid is on. And there's some discussion how tightly the lid has to be on. Okay, again, you can look in postcard, but it's, I'm not assuming the lid is on relatively tightly. So then, Dina Kanafal Agabatera Negarode, but that's assuming it's hot, it's bubbling, right? The Oz Ola Hazeah told me to Magia Alakisi, I wrote Misham Alarota. Then it reaches that. So even though the lid of the pot by definition is higher than the water line, but it doesn't matter because the steam brings everything up, so everything hits. Okay, so that's how the Ramah presents. I didn't, you should look in the Shach and Taz. Maybe you learned this already. The Shach and Taz is here. Okay, the Shach and the Taz is caught in the Chav Hey. All right, has a Chumrah at the Rimi Paris. Okay, the Rimi Paris, Rimi Paris. He brings that. So again, so all right. So we understand the Ramah. All right, milk would spill milk, and you put a hot meat pot over it, or the hot meat pot was already there, and it spilled under it, and so on. So then the kli is a kli rosech, it's like a kli sheni, it's tatoa govar, which is a klipa, and the pot itself is a klipa, it is the klipa, but the pot is also. Again, believe that at the end, I finished my card, I'll give you a whole clear summary of all these different. Okay, the taz, the cotton chof, hey, right, the emerichel mariz, you have to be machmer. That the tavshul is mutter only if there's shishim against the milk, okay? And of course, the mashal isn't. The Taz says it depends. It depends whether it depends. Let's see inside the mashkos of mashal shall nearly psak the law of el klisheni, okay? So it depends on how hot it is. That's what he makes it depend on whether it's yad soledes. He says it depends whether it's going to be. The Taz makes it totally in Yad Soledis. There's a place where the milk spilled. Okay, is that Yad Soledis or not? That's what he makes it dependent on. Whether you'll need shishim or it'll be okay with just the klipa. But that's one machlok. Because the Shach in Sukkot and Lamed Aleph, okay, makes a point, which we'll get back to in the Chazorah, but the Shach says, the whole discussion is a Kedera Chama. When do we say the pot's a problem? When the pot is hot. But the Shach writes in the Lamed Aleph, it's cold, if it's cold, then even the pot's going to be okay. Just clean it off. Okay? And then he made a chiluk when it's Eitz HaLa'esh or not. All right, when it's Eitz HaLa'esh, because it's close to the fire. So then we say that the fire heats it up, then you're going to need shishim. Okay? In other words, we don't say Tato Gavar if the top thing is close to the fire, because that, again, the Tato Gavar we discussed at length, right? It means that the bottom kind of impacts or overpowers what's on top of it, but not if what's on top of it is so hot. That's what he writes. Okay. Okay. So the top thing is to the Karabla Aish. Then it's a different story. Then it's your cotton, that's the shot. The Taz. In Sirkot and Chav Zion, I think disagrees with that. One second. The Taz in Sirkot and Chav Zion may have, in general, he wonders why is one called Ilah and one called Tata? They're touching each other. Just a second. You know, on his side, he said, "Nami dafka shenamach morosev." But that's what that we just said. The lokein have a klishon. That's what he says in Chavav. Yeah, it's like him. Then he quotes a Beis Yosef, and that was in Chavav. In Chav Zayim, shachalav sheki eitzel abosim. You have to tell us bechalav mokum shenoga was habikiru miklivishon benesar abosim. Because basically, why would you say tata if the food reaches the that's not tata in any law because it's streaming down. He says, "B'mokum shenoga b'bosa habikiru b'klivishon b'nesar b'bosa." Right. So that's not going to be tatoa and any law. I just want to find the right words. So Rabbi Yosef says, "Shenoga cholav eitzak there havek there tatoa cholav ilah." Yishumach v'mach m'b'bosa rosev cholav tzonu lesser k'dei klipa lesser kula u'mekem b'bosa tzonu v'cholav cholav rosev they also rak k'dei klipa. But v'achar perizim is Ramah kan on his zaitin here tamua. The chol shenogei b'kedera ain't kan lo ilah v'lo tata. Okay, elahavi alayu din nogim zeh b'zeh. It's not really Tatoa any law in this case. That's something fell in. Okay, it hits the pot. So he wants to argue that it's not really a law in Tatoa. That's what he says. Again, near Tamua, there's no Ilah, no Tatoa. It's Nagia, and that's in Simrakov. Hey, so he questions whether we would consider law in Tatar or not. Looking at the Shach here, in Sikot and Lamed Dalet, I know we're going to have a bit of a steer. Okay, up to 32. Because here we said, if you have an Iru, which is Nifsak HaKiluach, sorry. Look at the shach in 32. Lamed al klomer the lower mention is kara came to nischal agava akira v'hachis of tumas adesh amiu dahinu dafka shad soledes v'hachis of tumas adesh and shom poshuru. Here he quotes a tumas adesh that even iru shenisak akiluach, okay, even iru shenisak akiluach before it was no sintam, you still need kedei klipa, all right. But the problem is that in sunkuf hay. In Sukkot and Hay, the Shach seems to say differently, okay? Because here he says Nifsak HaKiluach is considered Cham only if the Kiluach is Yad Soledes, and yet over there he says even without that, right? Is that the steerer? Nifsak HaKiluach, Nifsak Cham, right? Correct. And in Sukkot Hay, in Sukkot and Hay, he says, Iru Shenifsak HaKiluach is no Sintam, even without that. Even if it's warm, even if it's not, just a moment. Yeah. Again, by us, the Shach writes, Davka Kashad Soledes. You have to have Yad Soledes for Nifsak HaKiluach to require Kedei Klipa. And in Sukkot and Hay he doesn't require that. He does not require that. Yeah, so it looks like that's the steer of the Shah. Just a moment, it's a long Shah. Oh, the end he agrees. I'm sorry, the end he agrees. At the end, he agrees. I apologize. It's not a steerer. Can I according to the Shach by us, only if the Kiluach is Yad Soledes. No, I'm going to have to check that again. I thought it was a steerer, not necessarily a steerer. Okay, we'll move on from that. The Prima Godim here in the Mishra Zav and Sukkot and Chavav says, makes a chilek between Iroi with Nifsak HaKiluach. You know what Nifsak HaKiluach means, right? There's no, like my Shabbos, right? There's no, if it's not attached to the original source, that's called Nifsak HaKiluach. So the Prima Godim says that Iroi by Nifsak HaKiluach is only if the Kiluach is in the air, in other words, it's falling down through the air, but not if it's on the ground, okay? Not if it's on the ground, he makes that chilek. Okay, one second. I thought there was a steer. Okay, no. See, there's a different steer here. Because there are more in Sadi Hay. Yeah, that's a different steer. Rabbah in Tzari Hay, Siv Gimel 35, writes, I believe Ira Mayim Rosem She'inim Shalbosa, Lo Shechalab, just hot water, Al Kelim Shalbosa, Shechalab Yachad, A Kol Shari De'ein Ira Conclusion Mamish, She'asa Kelim Shemar Elayim Yivlu Mizeh Mizeh. All right, that which is going to be the sink question. We have one sink. Okay, we have Ira, that's that long chew I printed at the end of from Ramosha. Okay, today people have two sinks in a lot of places, that the kosher kitchens are built with two sinks, but people used to have one sink, I grew up with one sink. In the apartments, you probably want, right? Yeah. For Arab, also probably have one. Okay. Anyway, but that's what the Ramo there. We'll talk more about that in Sadi Hay. But he says again, in Ira Mayim Rosim, hot water. Most of the time, the sinks, the water's not so boiling hot anyway. Who, you you know, because you wash with such hot water, you know, it's burning the hand.
You said this before, that it's almost impossible to have
a sink. That's, I said, I once said that it's almost impossible to have a sink. I said, once, yeah.
I use boiling water in sinks all the time.
Do you? Or you wear gloves?
I mean, if, generally, when I'm washing dishes, like, I try to, like, sometimes when I'm messing with the hot water, or sometimes it's too hot and I have to make it less hot, or it's not burning, but, like, in that brief interval of time.
You know, my roasting is more than the insulators. You know, my roasting is bubbling, right? So it's,
yeah, I also often, like, I have a kumkum that I,
oh, you wash
hot water. And I,
okay, so this is not getting to you. This Romo. Okay, ira mayim roasting she'en shabbos shalom al kelim shabbos shalom. It's a little nothing and flesh in the sink at the same time. So we don't do that. Even if you have one sink, you have a tub, you have an insert, you have something, right? That's what you have. For that reason, I feel a shem shundov and I call shayin ain ira keklivishon mamish. The ira isn't like a klivishon. It makes it causes bleas. That doesn't cause bleas. That's what the ira more writes over there. Okay, so. So it's mutter, because Iri clues are not mamish. They're not mamish like that. And the grove there explains, okay, why? Because look what he writes in the Sifkot and Chav Bey, the Birah Grove, 36, right? The miyad shenachu amayam al-kliyachar abiklisheni. The moment it lands, I think now it's a klisheni. At the moment the water lands, even if you took it out of kumkum and you pour it out into the sink, okay, the moment it lands on the thing, then it becomes a klisheni. So that's the Birah Grove explains that, that head there. And the shach, there, it's a Kotn Chav, points out that we have a bit of a stira here. Because the Shachin of Kotn Chav says, if Ira is Mevashal Kadei Klipa, okay, Ira is Mevashal Kadei Klipa, that's the Ramot Paskins over here, okay? And and there he's making all together, right? The Ira is not a Klibishon, that it makes causes of Bliya, but we said it causes of Bliya Kadei Klipa. You hear the stira? Right, that's the Ramah over there says that it's not everything's mutter, and here is not kli rishon, and here we required kadei klipa. That's what the shach and others note. So a different terutzim. He said what the halacha is like we paskin here, okay. He's quoting two different people. Here he quotes Chumazadesh, and there he's quoting who is it? This event, I think. Forgot over there. He's quoting somebody else. Yeah. I'm going to say in the steer by us, we said as long as low nifsak kilua, so it's like a kli rishon and you need kadei klipa. That's what we said over here by us. And the name was a desh. In fact, the lashon that it was pasha like that, right? I didn't say pasha, but the shachson is pasha, right? According to the Chumash Hadeshin. And over there, so again, so by us, what did he say? By us, the Ramah right that it's a low nusaka kilua, so then it's considered like a kli rishon. It's also ashes kli klipa. Over there, it says it's low nusaka kilua, then it's not considered. It is not considered kli rishon, and the Gros says because it becomes a kli sheni right when it lands. So what's the chiluk? So that's the shach over there deals with. Okay, the answer is he's quoting two different. Origin, two different original sources. The Shach wants to argue that the halacha is like we paskin over here. I printed in 38 the Chavos Das over there, if you go in Yerala, gives a teretz. It depends what kind of the kiluach is there. He distinguishes what's called the zechila, which is a stronger type of flow, a weaker type of flow. Sometimes a can bring something out, but it's not. They can't bring something in. Okay, there it's a different type of it's a different type of. A different type of a kiluach, all right. And the Prim Gadim makes a chilek whether it's alaish and not alaish. Different teruts. You can look at yourself. I just want to finish this, and then I'll go over all the halacha lemaisa ramifications of everything we discussed in the last couple of sifim. Rav Moshe Feinstein is a true igros Moshe yoredei chilek alaks min membeis. Binyan hadochas hakelim besink shemadina zu. Okay, it was written to the Shinova Rebbe. Cheskel Shraga, Ruben Halberstam, the Lower East Side. Huh? Well, it's not him. But it's from the family. Right? So anyway, so he says, Anafalov, he named it. I'm not going to, I printed a little bit. It's Kedai, you have time to read through it. Okay, Ramosha. Ramosha, Igor Smosha, Yordei Chalek Alef Simon Membeis. So he says, the topic is, again, he named it Dvar Adochas Kelen Basink Shemudina Zoo. שהיר כבר תורה שיש בה חשש משעד שהסינק בולע על ידי עירוי מכלי ראשון, שלא נעשה כלוח מלכלוך שומן בוסם ולכלוך שומן חלב, שעל הכלם. Right, you're washing hot water, so it's back and forth, you know, chalav and you know, there's stuff in the sink. וגם הרבה פעמים, מורך בה סינק גופי, שורי מייכל, sometimes you have been in the sink itself. ובולע על ידי עירוי בתוך מייס לייס בין ובוסם וחלב. ואחר כך בשעת הדוח, המבליח על ידי עירוי בכלם ממה שמפליט מהסינק, איסר בבוסם וחלב. לכן סובר כבוד תורה סערמה, that's what, if you wonder what's it for, כף תוף ראש, אין רמון שכבוד תורה סערמה, it's a title of respect, שאוסר להדיח בסינק אל הכלים קטנים, בסוף קליגוד המיוחד לבוסם וחל החלב. So he said, you want to say, you have to put in an insert, a big milky thing, a big fleshy thing. בערך בדיבר חריץ וכיף גדולה, בדיבר רצינו, בפרש השנות, אבל באשר שהוא תירך גדולה, but it's not always easy for everybody. Anoshim ha'oskos b'zeh yomu rebi kama harachta. They complain, you know, women are going to complain that it's very difficult. Avar inin shalonis ha'kiluch atari tzivar v'sein ha'amo v'ashapi z'por shanashi shalonu k'shapir avdi. So he's going to go into this, we just said before, that it's mutter, in Simon Saniyeh. So he says, he points out the same theory that we had in Ramo. Shavdarisim yodesim tzaribay sivzayim. Again, I urge you to read through the Chuvah because it reviews some of the things. Pasak Kachumas Hadeshin, the Kiluach Menakdero Sach Shalach Adair Tzamenetz Im Lo Nusach Habi Kiruv Nesra. V'ayri Sham She'en HaMakom Shemitzcha Lava Kiluach Roseach V'en Yad Tzalitz Kedis HaMetaz, like we saw before. Okay, but Simen Tzadi Hei, Sim Yom HaPaz Moad, the Be'ir HaMayim Rosal HaKelem Shabosach Shal Biachan HaFilu Shum Adore HaKol Shari. The Ein Yirka Klev, so he deals with a little bit with the Stira. Okay, so again, I'm not going to read through the entire Chuvah. It's pretty long, but I do want to point out something towards the end, in the paragraph that starts, Nimsa. I'm going to read out loud, you can look forward to it. Nimsa shasink, afim hoya shom dover be'en mechala basa eino nasa, dima kiluach lo halachala be'en elaminat sad, lo nesar afsha kiluach nizchal gama ha be'en. So he makes a chilek, like we saw before. Is it coming on the side, or is it coming on top of it? He makes such a chilek. Okay. Rock also, otherwise, it comes on the side. Nesa rock also mokum kidei klipa. The shara sink lo nesa klal. It's not going to ask the entire sink. Only it comes, you know, only it splatters in from the side. Ulai, kevin from the tofsin to chumashneim. Yesh lesa mokum abakli shalo halacha kilo kolob. Elabala miklivishon. The afsha bein la harama bein la shach muter, ramo afsha makzel lo nisa kikloa, muter mishum she'en mabasho, v'yachal laso shnei dvarm, l'chama alichu rabliyo. Lo shach, afsha lo nisa kikloa, hu mabasho, sh'yachal l'chama alichu rabliyo, still, who's sober, there's an extra nisa kikloa. Sh'af yisur cham, en yachal rabliyo. That's the chilek we mentioned before. So anyway, at the end he says, l'chein, afim yishmokal v'anef shlachmir, ein lahoro zela mishorot zelasos kadina, in Cain Rova sink EF shall have their clout. The Kiluach all of Mamish, low Yochalagia, El Alchila cotton venom. The Ram Chilakahu, Suffolk Rochaku, Rakim Hoyashimishuman shall bosser be en takas a Kiluach. We talk base lace, Hoya also Mokom Cholaben. Right? It's only when there's so many studdin, that's why I said, based on this, it's difficult to trace it up. The Hoya Mokom Echim is damaged, Hoya Kiluach Pony all of Cain to Rakim the Clipper, Nimsish Mokom Echim, Meshet, Shef Shosim Giluach, Ubalua, Rakim Sorrow, Mokom Acher, Rakim Echol Shenon Nesav, Rova Sink, Ambushum Blea. After the balanefesh in mokum lachush mitzara kelim atzon inside, after mitzara be'end ala kelim shalah sink mamish urakim also meis leis, and also meis leis, so it's the same thing, everything happened at the same time. Anyway, so he basically is matter, our types of six, okay? But nonetheless, most people who do it, you know, have special answers. Those
talk, yeah. And maybe I'm doing the wrong thing, but when I wash my steak, when I clean the sink, I didn't pop off.
When you wash your steak.
When I clean the sink, I scrub the sink, and I turn the hot setting, and I spray it around the sink to get all the
grease on.
Well, whatever it is, I scrub it down with soap.
Oh, the soap anyway is broken, so that's another issue. That's another thing. I don't recall that in the Chuvah he says that, but that's another
issue. If a person is using...
That's another issue.
So the person is using that one, like if they're banging in the sink, and they pour something that's rosea into the sink, like it's... not so rough though. Like if you normally have the sink which has bacon in it, then it's not like, oh, how is the kibbutz going to possibly get onto this piece? Like, you know, like at least if you're using, you're using the hot sitting in the sink and it's just lettuce bro, and you're washing dishes, you know, and you keep the water running.
Spigot.
It runs over here, runs over there. Like, it's not like the water.
But does the water really hit the side of the sink? It hits
maybe
the side of the sink.
Maybe not the side of the sink, definitely on the bottom. Of
the bottom, yeah, the bottom of the sink.
Maybe you don't point the cube water directly to the side.
That's the thing. And he said it's not going to answer the whole sink. And it's going to be a dover rochel that in that one place we had it, then right, you had chol that was made place. And those are the sudden
mokum. It's not like there's only one mokum. Well, as you move the
faucet
of the sink
around,
it hits multiple
mokums. Yeah, I don't know in those days, the faucet just went straight down.
Wow.
I'm saying, you know, now you can take it out. So that's what's in question. Now you can spritz it really all over the sink. Yeah. That is an interesting horror.
So first of all, you can move it, and then you can also pull it out.
Yeah. Remember the old sinks in Eretz Yisrael, it was just straight down and you couldn't even move it. Yeah. And even the new ones, the quote unquote new ones, you could move side to side, you couldn't get it everywhere. It's still only hitting the bottom.
Yeah.
But now you can take it out, the nozzle comes out, right? And you can spritz it every which way.
Is this why people have those little racks that go to the bottom of the sink? Because even if it's the size.
Yeah, right. Then it's okay.
So that's relying on the remotion. If it's the size, but there's no way that the sides are actually tracked.
Right, right.
So,
but the thing is.
Putting the tracks, the in between putting in the racks, you probably have to clean the sink to make sure.
Yeah, but it's an interesting question. It was asking, it's interesting question. Our sinks. I don't know what emotion would say about that. It's like I just assumed you're right. I assume he's talking. When was this tshuva written? The Shinner Rav was going a long time. So when was this tshuva written? Does it say? Hey Elo Tovshin Yud Ches, 1958. So things have changed in 60 years. Okay, it's interesting. I have to look in the Bar HaShulchan and see if he. I have to look in the Posgim and see what they say.
My sink is straight anyway. So.
Took a release from a guy. Okay, but anyway, I say most people, again, when you buy a house, like we bought the house, I told you we did the kitchen, but when we bought the house at first, also we had both tubs for both flesh and music, you know, and separate inserts for Pesach, you know. Okay, all right, so let me just, cover this for the rest of the show, just kind of go over all the dinim here to put, you know, kind of pull everything together for you, okay, because, you know, we're back and forth, and they're trying to put it together in an organized fashion. Okay, the issue, of course, is that first we'll talk about the milk that spilled on a pot of milk that spilled, a droplet of milk, cooking up chicken soup or cooking up chalk or something, stew, and some milk splattered on it. Right? Some milk splattered on it. I told you, a lot of times when my wife was, a lot of times when she's cooking, and that's when everyone wants to eat. So people come to the kitchen and things splatter. Okay, I mean, it doesn't really happen. But so. Just so we understand, the assumption, which is usually the case here, is that the pot itself is, we're talking about a droplet of milk. The pot itself is more than shishim against that droplet of milk. Okay, so there are basically a couple of the three basic issues to look at, okay, or halachically to look at. Again, we saw the three we showed them yesterday, right? The smag, the Mordechai, and the smak. Okay, the smag, the Mordechai, and the Rutenberg, and the smak, and we pass back the smak. Okay, the questions to examine is, again, this is all chazara. I'm done with the Marvel comments. But before we go on to say, I just want to get this because there's some confusion. And this is not confusion, just to get everything straight. A lot of people, these are questions that come up. So the one question is, do we assume, and we discussed that, as we started with yesterday from the Sugan of Azara, right, that the challah, that splattered milk spreads in the walls of the pot? That's question one. Okay, do we assume, well, we had that by Kutchin, then we asked, was that a Matthias question? Was that a special, there's a Kosovo by Kutchin again. So if you didn't hear yes issue, listen to the beginning part. At least that's what we talked about that issue, because there was a sugya in Zvachim, that again, the early part, early Marmakomas. Where is that? It's Zadi Vavmet Beis. In Zvachim, Makaros 3 and 4, based on the sukim by Chatos, by the meat for Korban Chatos. So based on that, we had the Gemara seemed to say there, at least according to Abaye, that it does spread. The question is that a Metzias question, that limited to Kochim. Anyway, so that's one issue. Does Cholov spread in the walls of the pot? If so, okay, we'll argue, even though it's not what the Smag said, but the Mordechai and the Smag seem to agree on this point, that could be good news because inside the walls of the pot are bleas from previous things. And presumably the shishim in the walls of the pot, whatever's going on inside the walls of the pot, the shishim in the walls of the pot from the previous bleeders, and that's going to eliminate this challah, assuming that it spreads throughout the pot. The second question is, maybe not only it spreads to the pot, but actually travels through the walls of the pot and hits the food. Okay, and the food is shishim also against the challah, so it's also not a problem. Okay, or we say, no, maybe it stays in one place. Milk doesn't really travel too far where the splatter is. All right. So halacha, we pass. So those, right? You with me? Those are the three basic halachic issues, right? Do we assume that the chalav that spilled, the splattered milk, travels throughout the pot, which at least raised the potential that it's bottle. Okay. The Mordechai, in the name of Marmar Rosenberg, said that it does travel, but he said we're not sure that it travels enough that it's shishim. We don't know that it's shishim. We're choshish, maybe it's not shishim. Okay, and then they're going to end up needing 60 times 60, right? Or 3,600, or what would it work out in the shach? 3,654, because it's 59.9 plus 1, 60.9. Shishim against that. Okay, all right. It's a lot of dafka, shishim problem, shishim. All right, anyway. So.
The shach said that?
Shach, you said, oh, you weren't there. Maybe you stepped out. Yeah, the shach said that.
But don't even be close for 0.999.
I know. So how far do you take it? So I guess he takes it just about all the way, and he'll never hit it. So maybe it's got to be 60 times 61. He doesn't give a number. He just says that it's not 60 times 60. So you're right, the 999. So to be on the safe side, maybe it'd be 60 times 61, maybe. You know, a little less, a much less than 60 times 61. Okay, whatever. Side point. But that's the issue. So. But the challah travels through the pot? Does it go throughout the walls of the pot, I mean? Does it actually go through the walls of the pot and enter into the food? Okay, and in which case it's bottled in the food, or does it stay in one place? So we pass like the smak, who made a chilek as to where the splatter was. Okay, was the splatter below the food level? If the splatter is below the food level, so then the din is going to be the following. If you have 60 times basar, it's a milk splatter. It doesn't matter. It could be the other way too. It could be a chicken soup splatter on macaroni and cheese. But we'll stick with the case that it's a milk splatter. That's what the Shomar gives example. It doesn't make a difference which way. Okay, but we'll talk about Tipas Cholov, Shinofalok, there is your Bosser. That's where we're going to use that as our example. So if the Bosser in the pot is 60 times the Cholov, then the Bosser is Mutter, because no matter which of the three possibilities above you consider, it works out. Okay, because either the Cholov, we assume, like the smak, not like the Ramberg's chomer 3600, like the smak, that either the challah spread throughout the pot, in which case it's bottle in the previous bleeds, end of problem as far as the food is concerned. Okay, two, the challah went through the pot, but it went into the meat, so there's 60 times as much meat, so it's bottle there also. Okay, or three, it never left the pot, means it didn't affect the food either. So according to all the above possibilities, the meat inside the pot remains kosher. That's the meat. However, the pot is going to be usher, okay? Because then we're choshish for possibility three, that maybe the splatter stayed in one place within the wall, okay? So then you basically have, we mentioned yesterday, you should get rid of the food, you pour the food out, okay? The food should be removed from the pot, opposite, on the side opposite where the splatter was, okay? And remove the food from the pot, all right? That's the pot is usher. Because of that possibility. Now, the Taz, we saw that in Sukkot and Yud Zayin, I think it was, okay, back in 14, okay, if you're looking back in 14, it says that according to the Maharshal, Targit and Ushas and Lanzayim, is that Af HaKadera Mutam and Adin. Really, make our din, the pot's going to be okay also. Okay, really, the pot is going to be also. We asked the pot as a Chumrah, okay, because why should the pot be Osir? Okay, because again, according to approaches A and B from above, the challah spread throughout the walls of the pot, so it's bottle, so why should the pot be osur? Or B, it traveled into the food, and it's bottle in the food, so why should the pot be osur, right? The only problem with the pot is consideration number three, C, we call it C, if it stays in one place, that's the only problem. It never went out of the pot. But 1 second, says the Maharshal, if it never went out of the pot, so now if you're going to use this pot again, it's not going to go out now either. In other words, if the nature of it doesn't come out, right, that it stays in the walls of the pot, so it stays in the walls of the pot later too. So it's not going to impact, it's not going to leave later, all right? So it's not going to You know, it's not, you cook other food in that pot. What's the problem?
Specifically, mako maharota.
Say it again.
Specifically, mako.
We're talking now when it's it splatters. Yeah, yeah, below the food level. Yeah,
sorry,
yeah, below. Yeah, mako maharota. Yeah. Okay. You hear this, Marshall's Tanya? It's an interesting Tanya. He said, if your only concern was possibly see that the splatter remained in that area of the pot. Okay, so it remained there. So it remained there now. It remained there now also. Right, others disagree with that. So that ends up being a machlokas. Machlokas aposkim. Okay. The Shach in number, let's see. We had it. The Shach seemed to disagree with that. Shach is quoting Chav Zion. He says, okay, I'll need to see some against the tipa and whatever the rules were before. But he said that they seem not to accept that. The chilik, interesting though it is. All right. And others, by the way, mention if you want to use the pot again, you should certainly wait 24 hours. So okay. That's if the splatter was where? Below the food level. Okay. Possibility two is the splatter was above the food level. Okay, and again, we emphasize according to the Gra in 19, the Biar Gra in Sivkot and Chavtes, source 19, the Gra were Vedavka Shakadera Magula, Ava Mechusa Kolakadera Kilu Negadarote. Like we said before, when the lid is on, then if the lid was on the pot and it splattered on the side, yeah, but the lid was on, so then the whole thing is considered like Kenegadarote. Right, we said that yesterday. So that's the Biar Gra. So, but let's assume it's an uncovered pot. An uncovered pot, and it's splattered above the food level. So here we have the Shulchan Aruch says in the 16, "Nagu olam lesser keshnavel adofen shelo kineged arota." Okay, nagu olam. The minig, and we saw yesterday, not one accepts that. Right, it says nagu. Okay, because the concern is maybe the cholov spread, but it didn't spread all the way to shishim, and then that's when you have the 3600 issue. Okay, the shishim problem, shishim issue, and also even just pouring it out is a problem because maybe the meat will go over the treif part of the pot. Okay, even if it's on the opposite side, maybe the movement will cause it to go, you know, to go on that part and so on. So therefore, you have a problem. So therefore, that's a spread above the pot. You have to have it to a bigger chumrah, and at least nagolim to be machmir. Lesser, okay. Nagolim lesser. Kishnaval adofim. All right. Again, not everybody accepts that. Again, it's a nagolim. It's only chashash, the possibility. Maybe it's not shishim. It's got to be shishim times shishim. But again, because the chashash, at least according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's mechaber right. It's in Sifah. He writes nago to be, and that's what we also saw chilukim between if the pot was never used before, okay, or if you have 3600, or we said it's. Torah Shasat Chak, Shabbos, right? And I spent a little bit of time at the end of the year yesterday that defining the importance of Shasat Chak, knowing what's Hefsid Meruba, I showed you that Ramosha, based on the Shach over here. You know, Tkefi Rose Nehamore, you have to explain what the Heter is. You know, sometimes it's a good thing to explain. You have to know the Balabot. I'm telling you, this is a rabbi. You have to, you know, first you have to know who the person is. You have to know what the Shail is. That's the language of Ramosha. And it depends. Where are you? What are you? I mentioned yesterday, if you have an air of Shaila 15 minutes before Shabbos, it's not the same thing you have an air of Shaila when the guy checked on Thursday evening. You know, I make a difference in those cases. I think I mentioned a pair. Sometimes people call me with a Shaila. And depending on the person, I'll tell them, well, you know, there's that. And if you're asking me, here's what I think you ought to do. My wife, you know, what do you mean if they're asking you? They are asking you. That's why I called you. He's asking you. What if they tell him to be asking me? In a way, she's right. But in a way, I've always tried, I told this before, and I've always tried to explain, yeah, but sometimes it could be other shitas. And you have to know who the person is. You also have to know, you know, sometimes in a community, there might be other rabbanim who are mekel or machner. Not like me. I'm not saying I'm the biggest machner, I'm the biggest mekel, whatever. But sometimes other rabbanim hold differently. And it's in our communities today, so people, you know, oh, our tablet said it's mutter, and he, Rabbi so-and-so said it's usher, you know, or the tablet is on. So you want to stay away from that, you know. It's that's why I always say that if there are legitimate other opinions, you say what they are. I tell you, it's me. Here's what I think you should do. Here's what I do. Here's what I like, you know. So then I'm telling you, I'm not dismissing another legitimate point of view. It's an approach. It's something you should give some thought to when you're passing. Anyway, another issue, which was only hinted at in the Ramah over here, Ramo spoke about the lid, right? That's in 28 in Ramo and in Siv Zayin. At the end, he spoke about what if Nofal Tipa Nofelas Al Gabi Kisib there? That's another case. What if it's on the top? Okay. So, and the pot was boiling at the time of the splattering. Okay. If the pot was boiling when it was splattered. Okay. That's the issue. Tipa Nofelas Al Gabi Kisib Kadera. So if the pot was boiling, so then it's considered like it's Kenegat Rotem. Right, the pot is like, because again, the steam moves everything around. So again, if you have shishim in the meat is mutter, all right? But the lid has to be, the lid has to be kosher. There's one opinion that you can't have shishim against the spillage, you have to have shishim against the whole lid. From our Shal Zachumah, we saw that you have to have shishim against the whole lid. Okay, that's what the Taz points out in 29, so Kohen Chafei. Okay, but the Ramah doesn't require it. The Ramah says you have to use shishim against the milk. But the lid, again, is going to have to be kosher. If the pot wasn't boiling, so then the food is an impact. But again, the lid should be, taken off. And if it's hot, again, hear me, Yatsa lettuce, but not even Rosea, but Yatsa lettuce bowl, you should kasha the lid. All right? But if you didn't take the food out and later the pot steamed up, then you have a problem. Because now you have, the pot steamed up. You didn't get rid of it. All right. So even if it was not boiling at the time of the spillage, but you didn't do anything, you didn't take the food out, you left everything there, and then it's going to end up passing the food. One other issue, or two other issues that we didn't mention in the Shulchan Aruch here, but the post can talk about. First of all, there's some discussion, what if the milk spilled on the pot handle? You have a frying pan that has a handle. Place your frying pan, and there's milk spilled on it. So that depends, according to some, whether it's one unit. Sometimes your frying pan with the handle is one unit, when it's not one unit, and also depends is the handle hot? Sometimes the pot is hot, but the handle, especially if they make handles, are not going to get so hot. That's an issue. Okay. Another question comes up: what if the milk spills on a parv pot? You know, this comes up. Some people have like a hot water urn. Okay, if it's Shabbos, stuff. If you have it right near the sink, I'm sorry, not right near the sink, right near the blech. So it could be that something will splatter onto that. Okay, so the question is, does it remain par? Well, the answer is certainly it's going to remain par because there's no bas v'cholov. Okay, there's no bas v'cholov. There's only one thing or the other. All right. And we paskin, this I don't think we mentioned this, but we paskin, there's no chaticha nasis nevela by a par food that has a bli of basar or cholov. We don't say chaticha nasis nevela. Whatever the reasons we say chaticha nasis nevela, is not going to be applicable to a par food that just has a bli of basar or bli of chalav that doesn't say chaticha nasis nevela. Okay, so that's about stuff spilling on the pot. What about today? Just to finish this up, what about what we talked about today? We have spillage on the surface. Okay, again, the Shoharach talks about on the ground, and people put stuff on the ground. Today, people don't put stuff on the floor. I mean, we had that by Hilchos Shabbos also, no? Oda biyado, and they put it down on the ground. That's what they used to do. Where they put it? They put it down on the ground. It's one of the five Tanai Hachzor, right? But today we assume the table, or
The table down on the ground.
Right, that's the question. We assume that probably does, right? You're putting it away, but it's not called oda biyado. Okay, so niyach agabe akarka. So today we don't put things down on the ground. So again, here when it talks about spilling on a surface, like, so again, what happened is that the whatever spilled onto the surface came, let's say, from fleishig. Okay, so it's a fleishig soup, let's say, that spilled, and it got under a milchig pot, or afterwards you put the milchig pot down. Okay, so the number of issues, the issues to consider here, too, we saw it a little bit in the language, but I want to give you the bottom line, just based on everything. First of all, you have to know, is the ground or the table, is that hot or cold? Okay. Again, most of the time, the countertop is hot, but right next to the sink, right next to the stove, it can get pretty hot. Okay. Samoch leish. In fact, some people who don't want to rely on a blech on Shabbos will heat something up, right? Samoch leish, right? Right. It's on the part of the stove. Especially if people have fancy stovetops, the stuff in the middle, that gets pretty hot. Okay, so can you put something down? So it could be hot. It could be that the surface itself is hot. But certainly if it's on a blech, okay? I mean, by the way, just as, we assume the blech's a fleishig because stuff splatters out of its own blech. You shouldn't use a blech to heat up milchig food, a Shabbos blech. After a while, blech, you can see it. The blech's full of, usually, I don't know, my family changed the blech Pesach. and we get rid of the old black and buy a new one because he had a different one for Pesach anyway. And the other one, you know, even though my wife's recent years doesn't like to use the black that much anyway, doesn't like to leave the fire on, so he eats other stuff other ways. But one time the black was like a real work of art. I mean, it's like a modern art of these different splatters and spots. Anyway, but you shouldn't use a black for milking, you know, to be anyhow. But the black, what is the black going to be hot? So we'll look at that. That's one issue: is the surface onto which the liquid spilled, is that hot or cold? All right. Is the pot, the milking pot, under which now you have this fleshig liquid, or the other way around? Again, it doesn't matter. It could be a milking pot, which is a fleshig pot, or the milking, it doesn't matter. Is that hot or cold? The pot hot or cold? And three, the pot, I'm talking about. And number three is, what's the start of the liquid itself? Did it spill out of the chicken soup when the soup was hot, or the milk, you know, when the cheese soup, whatever it is, when it was hot, or did it spill out when it's cold? So again, it boils down to the following. Boils down, no pun. Okay, it comes down to the following. If the surface, it's like the case of we're talking the Shulchan Aruch, it's toward the ground. If the ground or the countertop or the whatever is cold. So now let's look at the three possibilities. If the pot is hot, again, we'll talk that it's chicken soup, meat soup, which spilled under a hot milking pot. Under a milking pot, that's what we use for our example case. Chicken soup, that's what type of soup you make most of the time. Chicken soup that spilled, underneath, and the soup spilled out, now it's underneath a milking pot. So if the pot, milking pot is hot, and the soup is hot, okay, and the soup is hot, so the pot will have to be kosher, okay? The surface is cold. Okay, but the surface will also have to be kosher because something hot is, again, the pot is hot and the soup is hot. So now the surface has, the pot was milking and the soup was fleshy. So the surface has to be koshered and the pot will have to be koshered. But the food is okay. The food inside the pot, inside the milking pot, remains okay. Because why? Because the hot soup that spilled out is like klisheni now. It spilled out of the chicken soup pot. And that flowed over here, so it's like klisheni, okay? Even if it's still warm, even if it's got some lettuce, okay? But what's under the milking pot, then we'll say, like we said sort of today, that's what's at Tatar Govar, okay? Which is they klipa, and that's the pot itself. Okay, good. So the pot's going to have to be kosher, but the food inside the pot is not a problem, okay? Because it was a Tatar Govar, right? You understand it? That's what we said. Now, what if the pot is hot, the milking pot is hot, but the soup is cold. So we saw that also, right? The soup, that's going to be a regular case of, that's like cham l'toch tzalin. The pot is hot, but the soup under it spilled out, you know, and it's cold, right? The chicken soup wasn't on the surface. Huh?
Surface is also cold.
We're talking about the surface is cold. This is all under the surface is cold, yeah. Yeah. When the surface is hot, you have bigger problems. Okay, but we're talking about how when the surface is cold, we'll deal with the, the good news or the bad news, okay? What if somebody wanted to time it, but it doesn't really work.
I think it works in the first case.
No, it won't be the first case, right? Yeah. Okay, but if there's any whatever heterim there are, is because the surface is cold.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, if the cell was Bamei Madlikin and then Bamei Madlikin, right? First you tell the good, it doesn't always work. All right, anyhow. So we're talking about the surface is cold, the table, the countertop, whatever. So if the pot is hot and the spilled soup was cold, then it's a case of chama toksonin, right? Because the hot pot now is on top of its own. So that's good. So that's kadei klipa. So the food again is going to be okay. Then we only saw the chilat that the shach and the tar said, unless it's right near the fire, then it's not going to be chama toksonin. We don't say tatar gavar. We saw when the elyon is right near the fire. We saw that, right? So I have to be machmir in that case also. Okay, if the food is right near the fire, then that's considered hot. Okay. Cham latoch tzonein needs kadei klipa. Well, the kli itself is the klipa. That's water. That's why the food is okay, unless it's right near the fire. Then we don't apply to talk of it. Okay. The third case is where the pot itself is cold. The milk was macaroni and cheese, but it's been cold. It's cooled off. Okay. And now the spilled liquid is hot. So again, the food's going to be okay. And really, the pot should also be okay. because the surface is cold and the pot is cold, and now you have some hot liquid that's spilled. But we're, you know, by the time they reach, it's only klisheni, and it's tzona tocham. No, 1 second. It's tzona in the pot is cold. Sorry, yeah, tzona tocham, and that's mutter, because we say 1 second. That's tzona in the tocham. I mean, yeah, there are those who are machra on the pot. There are those who are machra on the pot, but you shouldn't really have to. Yeah, but 1 second. So the pot is cold. The spilled liquid, is, the soup is hot. So why is that okay? Why is the food? The food, I understand. It's not going to make a problem with the food. The question is the pot. I think we're... Machlokas says there are people machmir with the pot, but some are makel with the pot. I have to double check that. Why should that be? Let's think it through together. Why should that be? 1 second. Pot is cold, but the liquid is hot. By the time it gets, it's klisheni, so it's not mevashel. That's why. Okay, then I guess that's why. So there's room to be makel with the pot. Okay, so all that is when the countertop is cold. If the countertop... That's a machlokas. The food is fine. But I mean, the bottom line is, in all these cases, the food is okay. Yeah. Now, but the question is, what if the surface, the countertop, or if it's a blech, if it's hot, okay? Because now, the spilled... liquid, chicken soup, or whatever, is it gets heated, and now it's a kli rishon, because it's hot, at the surface is hot. So again, look at the three possibilities. If the pot and the soup are also hot, so everything, the pot's going to be also, so is the food. Okay, everything's going to be also. Okay. The only thing is that the Taz, in number 29, and it's caught in the Chav Hei, says that if you could have shishim against that, would be makel of shishim. Okay, he's makel of shishim. He said that's a machlokas, but he's makel of the shishim. Yeah, okay, so that's if the pot and the soup are hot. If the pot is hot, but the stuff that pulled out of the chicken soup was cold, so then it's going to be the same thing as before because the liquid is going to get heated. So the pot's also, and again, the surface also, the food's also going to be also, again, unless you have shishim against that spill. Okay? If the pot is cold, right, but the liquid is hot, right? But here, because the surface is hot, so again, all everything's going to be also, no? Is that true? I'm going to be also again. The surface, yeah, because the klirishon. Before we had the kulos, all like that we asked before, right? Before we did klirishon, here it's a klirishon. So everything's going to be also. So again, if it's on a blech or something like that, or it's on some kind of a hot surface, then it's going to be a problem. Then that's the spillage. Again, I don't think it comes up that often. I mean, most people don't put if the chalent spills over, most people aren't putting a mukhlik pot down. But again, it could happen if you're cooking a lot of different things. You know when these questions come up? Questions come up yontif time, especially planning to have a milchig meal. Let's say it's shavuos. Or if it's not shavuos, but sometimes people like to have a milchig meal on shavuos. You know, all right, I won't go to that issue now. I never was a fan of it because I thought you have to have fleshes on the yontif. But sometimes today, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing is that there are those who say today the fish is, as choshev as meat. So, huh? No, so I'm saying if you make fish, right? I mean, I don't think you make, we're not going to argue that the macaroni and cheese is the same thing as a piece of meat. It probably depends. I don't want to say the word let because it's too, you know, with my wife, she's the one who's a 3-day yontif. So Friday, she wants to serve a luchig meal, you know. Okay, so I have fleishig afterwards. I do. Okay, just have a fleishig. But you can make a very chosh of a luchig meal, you know, as well. But, Shavuos, we have always have milk. I told my children would go to the youth groups, youth learning when they were little kids. They would go they gave out ice cream, you know, and then they told people we had flight shoes. They looked at them like, are you religious? You know, yeah, flight shoes. Anyway, all right, anyway, so is that summary clear? I think that,
Pot is cold, liquid is hot.
Pot is cold, the liquid is hot, that happens to me also. Because I think in all these cases, everything's going to be also. I think so, because the surface is going to heat up and make the clay vishon. The surface is like a blech. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that that's how the din spell out. All right. So that finishes up this thing. I wanted to give you that that summary. Again, just to introduce, and we'll talk about Zayah tomorrow. But we already mentioned over here in the Ramon Siv Zayah. That's the next sif here. And we'll finish this siman with the last couple of sifim tomorrow. If not, certainly. Oh, Sunday's no shiur. All right, we'll try and finish it tomorrow if we can. So maybe we'll try and meet exactly one tomorrow, so maybe I can get through the all of the cars. Okay? So maybe I'll stop over here now for today. I'm not going to start the next sif, but was that summary helpful? I think that, you know, again, as you know, I like you to see what's inside the Shach and the Taz, but sometimes you need just to pull it all together because they don't, again, they're not writing it as a Bosor Chalav Kilchoso Sefer or something like that, but which are also some, and I'm not making fun of them, you should use them. But it's important to see the Shach and the Taz inside, but also to know what the bottom line is. Okay, we'll stop over here. All right.